Well, I had a very interesting experience down in Sayre. I talked to a woman down there who was 93. Got some very good things from her. We, you know, at the end of the interview, I asked about your parents and things like that, and when they were born. She was born when her father was 68 years old. She's now 93. Yeah. And that means that I was talking to the daughter of a man who was born in 1800. And I thought that I had almost personal contact with the American Revolution.
That is an experience.
She didn't know her father until he died when she was only 10. Well, thank you. I think I've eaten enough. Did your mother ever use a cloth in the dishwater or a rag? Or?
Yes. Dish rag and a dishcloth. That was the dryer. It's a dishcloth and dish rag.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And what did you dry your hands on after you washed them?
Towel. Just a face towel.
Uh-huh.
And that is something that today we... Of course, I can't say that was very neat, but everybody dried on the same towel.
Yeah.
And the whole crew, that was usually washed out on the bench outside the door, and everyone
was
the same comb. Everybody used
it. This was like one family anyway.
Yes, it was.
If anybody had anything, everybody else had.
Anyway, they just threw up. A lot of people threw up their hands. That's right. That's all community deal.
That's another thing that bothers me. I don't know. Maybe I'm a nut, but it seems that it used to be everybody would share germs and become immune to these things. But now we're so careful. We don't want any germs, and at least the little old thing gets us.
I may be a little bit fanatic on that, but I think we're really decreasing every day our resistance. All these antibiotics and all, I think we just weaken the whole race, in fact.
Yeah.
It's, you go, we had the same trouble, made the trip, European in Egypt, in that country over there. We didn't dare drink any of that water, eat any fresh fruit at all, because nearly all of us were sick. Carl and there was the only one didn't get sick. And I think, drinking some water, but I think it was. Most people over there build up an immunity against that, and they don't have any weak. It just shows our weakness myself, I think. And right out there where our cabin is, it isn't the Rocky Mountain spotted tick, but there's a little black tick out there. And our doctor here, one of our doctors here, has a cabin there too, and he got bit by one of them, and he was a sick man. He was pretty near despaired of his life here for a while last summer. Those people over there work with them all the time. They're in that community and doesn't bother them.
Hmm.
Any one of us, we had a lady that came out there last summer, and she was bitten by one of them and was awful sick all summer. I think that there just shows the immunity that's been built up. Those people where ourselves, we just don't dare. It's a little fear when we go out there with the children, especially, that we get some of those. This year I haven't heard of anyone, but last year it was pretty damp and wet up there. No, I don't think there's a lot of things we do today that we think we'd advance, that we're really going back the other way as far as resistance is concerned. It's getting it off again.
It would be nice if we could just take a penicillin shot and say, go get the bad ones and leave the good ones.
Yes.
But then I guess germs don't wear black hats and white hats.
No, it's not.
You mentioned your mother telling you not to drink from a copper or a brass faucet. Was that in the house at the sink? Or?
Well, they never put any in. They just warned us if we ever seen it. They said that green you see on them, you always do, of course, on copper is your copper's. It's just dangerous to never take a drink from it. That's the way it was warned. We just scared of it. And it is poison in a way, but now